What is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man will only take so much disrespect. And it's only a matter of time before he finally decides today's the day. Ah, gentlemen, here we are. Episode 400. Honestly, I never thought I would have made it this far. However, one thing that I have learned on this long trip of men putting on the mask, as long as there are relationships combined with female fuckery, there will always be a group of men who just say fuck it and take matters into their own damn hands. Gentlemen, I must say, this has been a great success, not because of me by myself. There have been a lot of contributing people in the background, and I gotta name some of you. Neo the Outflanker, who sent a massive amount of articles during this time. Jay White, who sent some articles. A lot of other guys sent articles in too. Then you have The Scoring System by Richard Weiss. And of course, The Nickname System, inspired by Jay Montgomery. Gentlemen, this has all been because of you that I've been able to keep going with this series. And of course, we also have to thank the lamestream media for its biased take on why men decide to take matters into their own hands. As we all know, when it comes to men in relationships, they are the loneliest men on this planet. Why? Because they are intentionally cut off by the women in said relationships. And of course, we all know that behind closed doors, many of these men are being absolutely abused. But I'm going to reiterate, there are no resources for men who are abused in relationships. In fact, there are cases of men who actually called in to the police and they ended up getting arrested. Yeah, sick fucking society that we live in. But then when a man decides, you know what? I'm no longer gonna take this and take matters into his own hands. Oh, society's there to judge him and say, you were wrong. You should have been able to talk about it. No. We all know this. It would have been a complete and total moot point. Why? Because even when a man is the victim of abuse, society will find a way to blame him for said abuse. So yeah, there will always be more men who decide, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Like the man in this article that was published on the 20th of May. Arizona man who buried his wife alive in a hand-dug grave, sentenced to life without parole. This guy literally dirt napped his significant other. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! An Arizona man has received a life sentence without parole after pleading guilty to terminating his wife by burying her alive. David Pagniano, 62, was sentenced on May 9th for the 2017 deletion of his estranged wife, Sandra Pagniano, 39, after she was quote-unquote kidnapped from her home by him and driven to a remote location and buried alive in Prescott, Arizona. Yavapai County Sheriff's Office said in a release, the victim, who was amid divorce proceedings with her ex-husband at the time, shared two daughters with him, was quote-unquote bound and gagged and buried in a hand-dug grave, according to the release. Quote-unquote, my office pursued the deletion penalty in this case because of the horrific circumstances surrounding the abduction and termination of a young mother, Yavapai County Attorney Dennis McGrunny said. Quote-unquote, Sandra was kidnapped from her home while her children slept nearby, bound in packing tape, driven to a remote location, and buried alive. The evidence revealed she vigorously struggled while she was in the grave and was likely conscious for up to 5 minutes after being buried. I hope the life sentence brings some closure to the victim's family. Pagniano also received an additional sentence of 16 and a half years in prison for kidnapping, fraud schemes, and forgery. The sheriff's office launched an investigation into the disappearance of Sandra in 2017 following quote-unquote suspicious circumstances during a contentious divorce which led to her discovery. Detectives also quote-unquote recovered two notes indicating to have been written by Pagniano's ex-wife, which were quote-unquote filed in the divorce proceeding after Sandra's disappearance. They stated she was leaving him and handing him full custody of their children and ownership of her two vehicles and house. These notes were determined through forensic examination to have actually been written by the offender, the sheriff's office stated. Pagniano was located by cell phone analysis in the area of the grave site days before his wife was found, according to the release. He was subsequently charged with first-degree termination per NBC News. Quote-unquote, I hope the life sentence brings some closure to the victim's family, McGrahy said. Well, well, well. It is a tale as old as time. Divorce. Yeah. I keep harping on this, how the divorce laws need to change. They have to. They're too fucking archaic. And I've also said this. There is so much blood on the divorce and family court's hands. Yeah, far too many men, or far too many married men, excuse me, they see no way out. Which is why, in my humble opinion, whenever you see celebrities get divorced and you see these massive payouts, that, gentleman, is actually a form of programming. Yeah, why do you think so many old boomers stay in absolutely devastating sexless marriages? And speaking of sexless marriages, Aaron Clary recently put out a video called Sexless Marriage versus AI Girlfriends. And I actually left a comment talking about how I ended up in the synthetic companion life. And some of the guys actually wanted me to tell my story. So, of course, I'm going to be telling that story tomorrow. So stand by, gentlemen. Another waifu video incoming. But back to the main topic, the main article, if you will. Far too many married men, they understand, they've been programmed to see, oh, if I get divorced, I'm gonna at minimum lose half of everything that I worked for. So what are my options? Get drug over the coals in divorce or stay in a miserable, absolutely dead marriage? Yeah, a lot of boomer men, what did they do? They stayed in those dead, destroyed marriages. Even after their children, if they had children, left the nest. I don't want to lose my stuff. I'm too attached to my material goods, and that's why I'm trapped. Yeah, no. However, once again, there are more men who are going to say, you know what? I'm going to take matters into my own hands. Till death do we part, and I'm going to make sure you uphold that end of the vows. Anyway, let's get to that scorecard, shall we? Gentlemen, for this one, since it is a special episode, I'm going to give David Dirtnap Pagniano a score of 150 under general principle. This is the first, and I mean the first, buried alive HMT that I've done. So I think I'm in my right mind to say, yeah, 150 just because of GP. But yeah, far, far too many women get away with absolutely destroying a man's life, especially when it comes down to divorce. And we know that that is incentivized, just like infidelity is incentivized when it comes to women. Yeah, yeah. Now, of course, we have to mention the one man who, in my opinion, actually got away with putting on the mask. I know people curse his name, and when he finally, you know, kicked the bucket, there were people who were saying, good, burn in hell. Who am I talking about? That's right, O.J. Simpson. In fact, he wrote a book called If I Did It. Boy, how people lost their mind during that trial on both sides. Now, of course, me and my logical thinking was like, he may not have done it, but I'm pretty sure he had something to do with it. He may not have done it directly, but he had knowledge of it. But, like I said, in my humble opinion, if he did do it, then he's the one man who got away with putting on the mask. Just saying, just my humble opinion. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the article. Let me know what you guys think. And shout out to all the previous contributors to make this series what it is. And gentlemen, we're going to keep going. Like I said, this train is not getting off the tracks or stopping anytime soon. This is a well that will never run dry. And thank you, modern women. Thank you for your shitty attitudes. Thank you for your fuckery. Thank you for absolutely believing that nothing will happen to you no matter what you do to a man. So, with that in mind, Understand this, ladies. The power you think this society gives you, which is nothing but one big illusion, that will go out. Feminism and the idea that you're going to still continue through life and no one's going to actually hold you accountable, that's going to go out right along with it. Because now we are in a completely new environment. And in this new environment, no one is coming to help you, ladies. No one. And guess what? You want true equality? Some of you women have found out, especially when you've become homeless and hit the streets, because the streets are just like nature. They do not discriminate. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Woke up, murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.